Legislative lobbyists are typically well-connected, fully informed on their issues, and able to smoothly argue the nuances of their positions. But the room full of advocates that met yesterday with representatives of five North Bay lawmakers in Santa Rosa hardly matched that description. Instead, the two dozen speakers among the 100 or so developmentally disabled adults and their caregivers spoke simply and directly of their fears of the effects of another $200 million in budget cuts to the support services they rely on. Here's a sampling.
If you take money from all the programs, people with disabilities can't really have a life. We don't know where to go.
I love my job so much. If you decrease the funds, I'd be out of a job, and I wouldn't be able to work on my own or live on my own. So please don't take away funds.
Budget cuts are really tight on me because I live by myself, and it's very hard for me to do the things that I want to do. And I think it's wrong for you guys to do that because we're disabled and we need more help.
Now I don't have enough money for groceries. This makes me feel bummed out. I am limited on what I can do with my life.
If the budget were cut, it'd be devastating to me. What would we do? Where would we go?
If I didn't have a group home, I don't know where I would be. I'd probably be on the streets right now.
These people cannot fend for themselves. Scotty lives in a group home. You know, it's not a burden on me for him to come home and live with me 24/7, but there's people he lives with that are in feeding tubes, they can't speak, and if that house ever closed, they have no family to go to. We just can't imagine that any human beings could turn their back on people such as that. So please do whatever you can.
Matty Hirschfield, who represented Assemblyman Wes Chesbro at the forum, said afterward she found the outpouring inspiring, moving, but also frustrating.
It's just heartbreaking to hear people talk about how assistance helped them in their homes, and if budgets are cut, they're going to have to give that up and perhaps go into some other more restrictive situation. And we fight every year to try and save these things. But if we have a legislature that's not willing to raise revenue, there's just so much we can do. When we make cuts, it's not because we want to. It's because the money just isn't there.
Hirschfield and her colleagues urged those present to register to vote and support ballot measures that could increase state revenues. It will be hard to gauge how much effect that session, and others like it, will ultimately have on the pending budget and policy decisions. But Martin Weil, who chaired the meeting on behalf of the Area 4 Board of the State Council on Developmental Disabilities, says at least everyone went away with a sense of having been heard.
It's very hard to be heard these days, unless you're a big organization with lots of money to spend. So this is just one way at a very local level for people to have their voices heard. And I think they're probably satisfied that the people up here truly listened to what they had to say and understood the impacts of the decisions that are being made.
Bob Phillips, executive director of the Area 4 Board, likened the continual budgetary erosion to the family game Jenga. The tower of blocks is weakened a bit as each additional piece is removed, he explained, and you never know which little move will bring the whole thing crashing down. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.